Hey students, this is Tripp, and thanks so much again for joining us for our first 30 college devotional podcast. I promise you, the investment that you make in your life spiritually will give returns for a lifetime. Today, I want to talk about influences. Not too long ago, I read a news story online, and the headline, it named a girl, like an 18-year-old girl, and it says, teenage girl can face manslaughter charge for allegedly encouraging boyfriend's suicide. I read that and I thought, how in the world did this guy think it was a good idea to be dating a girl who would encourage him to hurt himself, even to the point of taking his own life? Now, while this is an extreme example, I think it illustrates a truth that so many of us experience in our own lives when we allow voices to influence us that are not speaking truth in love or pointing us to God's best for our lives. All of us have influences in our lives that are giving us messages based on lies that may not lead to our physical death, but are certainly calling us down paths that lead to pain, regret, or a cheap imitation of God's best. A principle we've tried to teach all of our students is this: your life will be significantly shaped by your relationships. That's why I always say, when it comes to relationships, handle with care. Proverbs 27:17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. This verse illustrates the beauty and the value of a strong relationship. See, we all give and receive influence every day. Although we don't have control over every source of influence in our lives, like billboards that we pass or pop-up ads, things like that, we do have control over some of the most significant sources of influence. And that's relationships. That's friendships. Max Licato, the author, says this, and I love it. It says, life comes with voices. Voices lead to choices, and choices have consequences. So how can we evaluate the voices in our lives and the influence of relationships? Well, I think there are three key questions that we can use to evaluate a relationship or to evaluate a friendship. The first question is this: conditional or unconditional? Is the love that this relationship is based on, is the love experienced in this relationship, is it conditional or unconditional? And a key question to ask here is, does this person want to help me or use me? 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7 says, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. See, true love is never, ever self-seeking. True love is always giving. And yet, we see so many relationships that are based on, I love you if. If someone ever tells you, I love you if you do this, then that's not true love, because that is not unconditional, unselfish, giving love. The second question we can ask is this: truth or lie? Is this relationship based on truth or on a lie? Well, does your relationship, does it give truth as well as receive truth? Proverbs 27:6 tells us, wounds from a sincere friend are better than many kisses from an enemy. Think about that. Wounds from a sincere friend are better than many kisses from an enemy. Do you have someone in your life that is a good enough friend? They will tell you the truth even if it hurts. See, that is a relationship. That is a friendship that is based on truth. And if you have a friend like that, you need to embrace them. You need to cherish that kind of friendship. So many relationships are based on lies and the absence of absolute truth. Is it a truth or is it based on a lie? The third key question in evaluating relationships or friendships is this: best or imitation? Does this relationship, does this friendship point me towards God's best for my life, or is it a cheap imitation of God's best? See, I think we could ask a couple things like, is this person experiencing God's best for their life? What kind of friend am I to them? 1 Corinthians 11:1 says, "And you should imitate me just as I imitate Christ." The other part of that is, does this person really want the best for me? See, so many relationships, they point us towards a cheap imitation of God's best for our lives. So students, do yourselves a favor. With every relationship, with every friendship, with every person that is around you that you're allowing to influence your life, ask these questions: conditional or unconditional, truth or lie, best or imitation. As you use these questions, maybe you can gain some insight on just which relationships you should most value and which ones you should most invest in. Don't forget this principle here. Your life is significantly shaped by your relationships. Understand them and handle with care. I trust as you do, you will be wildly blessed in your friendships and in your relationships as you honor God and as you experience His very best for your life. Have a great day. Thanks again for joining us. Know that we are proud of you, we love you, and we are here for you.